enjoy the message this morning. I'm excited about it. Excited about the series. And the way we do series here is we talk about it as a staff, and then it's sort of up to me to study it, check it out, figure it out, you know. And to do what I do for many years, I got the same book. I don't get me no new book of the month club. Amen, say. We got the Bible, the Word of the Living God. So when you stay at fellowship, you're going to hear the Bible over and over again. What else would I tell you? Amen, say. It's the greatest news ever heard. And if you want victory in your life, you can try to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And I'm all for support groups and going out and trying to talk to somebody. That's great. But I'm going to tell you something. When you have victory in Jesus, there is nothing that you can't overcome. Okay? Did you hear me? Yes or no? When you have Jesus Christ and you know the victory that you have in Jesus Christ, there is nothing that you cannot overcome. Anything else is whining and excuse making. I know that's hard today, but I'm going to tell you, that's how great He is. Did you hear me say? You ought to praise Him, I'm telling you. That's how great He is. Nothing can separate from me from His love. I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. Either it's true or the Bible is a bald-faced lie. Amen? And it ain't a bald-faced lie. Because I have, over my life, been able to conquer. And I've seen so many conquerors in Jesus' name. And we have a history. We have a Bible, then we've got a history of people who have overcome incredible things because of Jesus. Amen? So this little series is all about Jesus. Are y'all hearing me today? What is victory? What is victory if you ain't got Jesus? You know what I'm saying? You might win something. You might win something. But I'm telling you, to have Jesus is to have everything. And we want to talk about it. Last week was the wisdom of the cross. It was a little goofy message for me. But I went back and listened to it, and I liked it. I liked it. I think the cross is an awesome thing. It's a wise thing for God to do. Aren't you glad He doesn't save us because of our good looks or our status or this or that? Aren't you glad He saves us the ground's level at the cross and He saves everybody everywhere that'll come? Amen. Aren't you glad? Don't you think He's an awesome God? Give His Son for us. Are you kidding me? Wow, the wisdom of the cross. Let's go with this message. Victory in Jesus. Number two in this little series. Here we go. The title today is Unwavering, Unmovable, and Overflowing. Would you say that with me? Unwavering, unmovable, and... Now, guys, compared to the first crowd, you're asleep. Let's try it again. Here we go. And... That's us, baby. Unwavering, unmovable, and overflowing is the title of the message today. Victory in Jesus. Don't you want to be that way? Say. Don't you want to be unwavering? You'll see why. Don't you be unmovable? Don't you want to be overflowing in your life? Those first two are going to help you get to number three. Let's look at it. We're in 1 Corinthians last week. I thought we'll stay in 1 Corinthians this week. So we move it on towards the end of the book. 1 Corinthians 15. What an incredible scripture. You ought to memorize these. You ought to put it on your refrigerator. Do something with it. Come on. But thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Can we say it again? Through our who? But thanks be to God which gives us the victory through. Is there any other name right there? Say. Is your name there? Is Gary's name there? Is the Catholic Church or the Baptist Church, is their name there? Yes or no? Thanks be to God which gives us the victory through who? Jesus Christ. Are you hearing a message pretty quick right there? That's where victory comes from. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, because of that, be what? Be what? Always what? In the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in what? Vain in the Lord. Come on. We have Jesus. He's everything. And we serve Him. We work for Him. We do for Him. I'm going to tell you something right now. You couldn't do a better thing with your life than that right there. Amen? Remember last week's message? The foolishness of preaching? To the Jews they need a sign, to the Greeks they need something smarter. Remember? Say, remember? Okay? And those that preach the gospel have become the off-scouring of the world? Yeah. The Bible says stuff like this, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. Do you know the Bible says that? Yeah, it does say that. I went to a ball game this week, I was in flip-flops, because it's what I wear. You know, shorts and flip-flops. I'm at the ball game. And Maureen, are you here? Maureen was taking tickets at the gate, and she said, "You got pretty feet." She said, "A lot of people's feet are just ugly." I said, "Well, Maureen," I said, "beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. It's right in the Bible. Amen." Come on. Let's get back to the message. Here we go. Come on. Come on. We're talking about victory in Jesus today. Three victory words. Let's look at them and define them just a bit. Then we're going to talk about each one of them. The word steadfast. Be steadfast, the Bible said. The word means, say it with me, unwavering. Be steadfast, unwavering. We're going to look at that word in a bit. Be unmovable. That word means to not what? To not change place or not to change position. To not change position. You want victory in Jesus, you need to be unmovable. You need to not change position. Don't change sides. We're going to talk about it. Number three, third word, abounding. The word means, say it with me, overflowing. So we're going to talk about those three words right from that passage today. So how can I have victory as a follower of Jesus Christ? How can I have victory as a follower of Jesus Christ? People love these self-help talks and how you can do better. And you can't do no better than this one. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, you can take this talk today to the bank. You might not necessarily, you might wish it would have been a little easier, but this is incredible. This will give you victory in your life over anything. Victory in Jesus. Here we go. Be steadfast. That's number one. Now I need your help, please. Be what? That's beautiful. One more time. Be. That's point number one. You want victory in Jesus, be steadfast. Be steadfast. Be steadfast. If you want victory in Jesus Christ, you want victory in your life, no matter what Satan throws at you, no matter who walks out of your life, no matter what job you lose, no matter what deal didn't work out, no matter how much your stock dropped, no matter how high gas goes, or no matter who's in office or who ain't in office, you want victory in your life. Do you want victory? Say. Come on. That kind of victory. Number one, be steadfast. Be unwavering. Be unwavering. On what, Clark? Be unwavering on what? This might sound goofy to you. I'm talking about victory in Jesus, which is victory in your whole life. On what? Be unwavering on what? Pop it up. On the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, that might sound goofy. What do you mean? I mean, be steadfast. Never waver on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's talk about it. 1 Corinthians 15, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." The gospel, that word means good news. "Which I preached unto you, which also you've received, and wherein you" what? "You stand." You stand. "By which also you're" what? So the gospel, that's what I stand on. The gospel, that's what I'm saved by. That sounds pretty important, doesn't it? Say. If you keep in what? Memory. "What I preached unto you, unless you believed in" what? "In vain." In vain. Okay? "For I delivered unto you first of all, which I received, how that Christ" did what? Say it with me. "He died for our..." According to the Scriptures. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And that He rose again the third day. We're going to see that in a moment. But the gospel is that Jesus Christ, that God loves me, Jesus Christ came, He died for me. That's incredible. Be steadfast in that. Be steadfast in the gospel. Receive this. Quit fighting that. Would you quit fighting it? Say. Would you quit making it maybe something that's not as great as it really is? It's incredible. That God would love pitiful old me, give His Son for me. Is that pretty big news or what? That's crazy. You want victory? Never, ever, ever waver from that. Did you hear me? "Well, the preacher, I don't like the preacher anymore." What's that got to do with Jesus shedding His blood for you and your sorry tail quits? Are you kidding me? Say yes or no. Come on. I'm telling you, victory. Y'all hear me? I'm making you mad, ain't I? It happens when I have a bad back. I get loud and obnoxious. Receive it, baby. Receive Jesus. Stand on it. Stand on it. Stand on it. The gospel. Remember it when? How in the world can you have victory? It's amazing. Somebody walk out of your life, treat you like dirt, maybe, I don't know. But it's amazing if at that moment you'll remember the gospel. I guarantee it, you'll get better. Did you hear me? Yes or no? "Well, I lost my job. I don't know how I'm going to make it." And I just go down, spiraling down through negativity. Remember the gospel. Are you listening? That'll get your tail out of a hole in a hurry. Amen. Come on. We're talking about victory today. Remember it always. Remember this, that Jesus Christ loves me. I matter to Him. Could you say that? Jesus Christ loves. I matter to. Do you think if you say that enough to yourself, you can pick yourself, get yourself will get back on up again? Say, sure it will. It'll happen, man. Jesus died on the cross for who? Can you say that with me? Jesus died on the cross for. Be steadfast in that. Be steadfast in that. I know what it feels like to not matter. But I do matter. That's a lie. I do matter. I matter to Him. I matter to the one that matters more than anything. Amen. Tell yourself that. Think that way. Man that wrote this song was Charles Weigel. I really can't remember it that well, but he was set to be married. And I believe if I'm not mistaken, he got blindness, some form of blindness or some disease or something. And his fiance said, I can't handle that. I'm done. And he wrote this song. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. I found in Him a friend so strong and true. He goes on to talk about it. He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cares for me. That'll work. That'll work. That'll work. You want victory? Give me a pep talk, preacher, so I can get me some victory. Hey, be steadfast on the gospel. You know that you matter to Jesus. You know He died on the cross for you. You know that He loves you. And if that won't get you going, I'm telling you, just stay right there, baby. Come on. The gospel is the best news I've ever heard or I'll ever hear. Say that with me. The gospel is the best news I've ever heard. Some of y'all are to get off the newspaper sometime and shut your TV off and read the Bible. Did you hear me? And when you read the Bible, believe the Bible. Make the Bible personal for you. Where it has somebody else's name in there, put your name in there. You know what I mean? When He's talking to so-and-so about, like, the woman at the well, you put your name in there. Amen? Come on. Come on. The gospel is the greatest news I've ever heard. When you see Jesus touching people and saving people, hey, man, you go ahead and know He loves you just like them. Won't that do something for you? I know this is old-fashioned preaching, but I like it. Unwavering, unmovable, overflowing. So number one, be what? Steadfast. Number two, here we go. How can I have victory as a follower? You mean believe in the gospel, Clark? I ain't saying believe the gospel. I'm saying being steadfast in the gospel. I'm saying never waver. I'm saying when some joker comes up to you and tries to get you to move, or Satan or whoever he is to try to get you to move off the gospel, you say, heck no, it ain't happening. You listen, say. All the way. Believe it all the way to the end. Me and Jesus. Amen? That's number one. Number two, how can I have victory in Jesus Christ? Number two, be unmovable. Say that with me. Be unmovable. Be unmovable. If a person is not willing to change, we criticize them. We do that a lot. You know, if a person, oh my God, he never wants to change. And you know, a lot of times it is a bad character trait. I get accused of it. But anyway. I think really God loves it when you're unmovable on this, what I'm about to say. Never change place. Never change position. I don't care what grandma says. I don't care what the Pope says. I don't care what the preacher says. I don't care what your girlfriend says. I don't care what mama says. Never change position on what I'm about to say. Never change place on what? Be unmovable on what? This right here. That Jesus Christ literally and bodily rose from the dead. You might say, how's that going to help me have victory in my life? Well, hang in here with me. You're going to see. Come on. Here we go. Never change position on that. Ever. Well, I don't understand it. Well, I don't understand a lot in the Bible, but I believe it. Amen. And we got a lot of facts that can back this up. Let's just talk about it a bit. Be unmovable. Be steadfast in the gospel. Be unmovable on the resurrection of Christ. For I deliver unto you first of all that which also I received. Paul writing, how that Christ died for our sins according to the what? And that He was what? Buried, and that He rose what? The third day according to the what? According to the Scriptures. You be unmovable on this. You be unmovable. This is what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't teach another way. The Bible doesn't teach that Jesus didn't raise from the dead. The Bible didn't teach that somebody else rose from the dead for me. The Bible teaches one thing, and that's Jesus Christ is God's Son. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Don't ever, ever, ever change position on that. You listening to me? Some of y'all are northern folk. You go back home. You go to a church where they're not preaching this. Leave. You hear me? Yes or no? Oh, but they're nice people. I don't care how nice somebody is. You're not going to have victory if you're not preaching the gospel and if you don't believe Jesus Christ bodily rose from the dead. Amen? Come on. Now, if Christ, look at this. Look at this. How important is this? If Christ didn't resurrect from the dead, if you are not absolutely solid and believe this with everything inside of you, listen, see what the Bible says. Now, if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you there's no resurrection of the dead? That can't happen. But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not what? Risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is what? It's in vain. Stupid. I've wasted my life. 52 years. 32 of it's been preaching. Well, I hadn't wasted my life. Because He did raise. You hearing me? Do you see how even in my life, if I don't hang what I do and who I am and how I get up every day and how I come every week, if I don't hang it on the resurrection, there's no way I'm going to be able to keep getting up. Did you hear me? It's everything to me. If Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain. But guess what? Not just my preaching's in vain. Your what? Your faith's in vain. I don't want my faith in vain. Why not take everything you got? Bet the farm on it, baby. Amen? Chips in the middle of the table, baby. Jesus rose from the dead. I'm all in. You hear me today? Come on. He goes on to say, if Christ didn't risen from the dead, our preaching's in vain. Your faith's in vain. Yea, and we're all found false what? We're liars. We're liars. We're going out into our community. We're telling our children. We're raising our kids. And we're lying to them. I don't know. I just think sometimes we don't give the resurrection enough credit. And we don't really focus on it enough. And we don't realize the power of the resurrection to give us victory in our everyday life. You hear me? Don't know if I lost you on that statement or not. Yea, and we're found false witnesses of God because we've testified of God that He raised up Christ. Paul and other disciples were saying this. And many who had become followers. But if it's not true, He didn't raise Him up. And so be that the dead are not going to rise. So if you don't believe in the resurrection and hang it all on the resurrection, when you die, they're going to put you in a hole and you're just dead like a dog. Is that what you believe? Is that what you want to believe? Then go the whole opposite direction and take everything you've got and you believe in it till hell freezes over. Are you listening? Come on. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. He keeps going and beating this drum. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, in case you forgot it the first time when He said it. Oh, and by the way, He adds to it, and you're still in your what? If Christ didn't die and raise from the dead, you're still in your sins. That means everything that you have done, all the sins that you've committed, they're not forgiven. Every one of them. Why not, if we believe, guys, why don't we believe with our whole heart? Say, isn't that what the Bible says? If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your what? Heart that God raised Him from the dead. You know what that word heart is? That word heart means deep down inside of you. It means way down in your emotion and your will. W-I-L-L. It means down deep in your gut. believe the resurrection so deep. I'm talking about having victory. I'm not talking about just getting saved. Well, this is getting saved, but this is going to get you victory for the rest of your life. It's incredible. Then those which are fallen asleep, now the word means in those which are dead in Christ, they're what? They're perished. Do you see how important the resurrection is? Have I lost you this morning? Hope you see it. It's funny, I'll give another message, we'll hoop and holler. Give a message on the resurrection, we're quiet. And it's all right to take it in. Can we just holler for the resurrection? Thank God for it. 1, 2, 3, come on. Yeah! Thank you, Lord! Amen. Say, come on. In this life, only we have hope in Christ. We're all men most what? Guys, I got some bad news for you. You're going to die. And this life is a blip on the screen. If in this life you only have Christ, we're men most miserable. But you know what I think also is, if in this life, if we truly don't put our confidence totally in the resurrection and really search its depths and really tap into it, I think a lot of us, even though we're Christians, will live our life miserably. But if you know He rose from the dead, He rose from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. My sins are forgiven. My name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How in the world can you go around depressed? Say, guys, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. There's incredible victory, and it's not that hard to find. It's already in you. You believe the gospel. If you're a Christian, you believe the gospel. You believe Christ rose from the dead, and the very thing that you need to propel you out of that hole you're in, you already have it. Tap into it. Believe it, baby. And by the way, never change place on this one. Okay? Never, ever, ever change position. The tomb of Jesus was empty. Somebody wants to argue with you till they're blue in the face? Well, you argue back with them till you're bluer than they are. Okay? Don't ever change on this. The tomb of Jesus was empty. By the way, here's just some facts. In the scriptural record and even in historical record, no one challenged that the tomb was empty. That's a big deal. If somebody just made it up, well, it'd be easy just to go challenge it. Well, the tomb was empty. So there was never a debate, was the tomb empty? Everyone knew where the tomb was. It was a rich man, Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. It was pretty well known. So they knew where it was. The crucifixion of Christ was a pretty big event in Jerusalem. Did y'all know that? Yes or no? Pretty big event. Pretty big event. Trust me. Big deal. It was thoroughly checked out. The tomb, empty, empty tomb. Just building a little case, not long. Jesus' murderers never said His body was in the tomb. The people that killed Him never said, "You're lying, it's still in the tomb, let's go look." Well, they couldn't say that because the body was gone. It was a fact. The tomb was empty. There's no debate there. There's no debate. And the tomb was empty. Okay? Empty tomb. So they had to come up with something else. Someone what? Someone stole the body. Even though there was two what at the tomb? Two Roman what? Yeah, that's pretty tough, ain't it? That was debunked, though, by the way, when they said somebody stole the body. That was debunked when Jesus was seen alive. It's hard to say somebody stole the body when, uh-oh, there He is. And not just one person and a kook. A kooky person that said, "Oh, I saw Jesus." No, it was repeated again and again and again. Again and again and again. Guys, what I'm trying to say, this isn't an Easter message, but the resurrection shouldn't just be preached on Easter. It's the key to victory in your everyday life. I have new life in Jesus. Where did the new life come from? It came from the what? The resurrection of Jesus. Because He rose, I rose. Matter of fact, the book of Ephesians says, "I've risen already. I'm seated in the heavenlies." It's a done deal. And yet I'm going to let myself down here not have victory. I'm going to be discouraged down here. I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm not going to be able to roll myself out of bed. I got to be popping pills all day long. Are you kidding me here? Are you listening or not? I'm not trying to make light of people's issues. But guys, I'm telling you something. There's a power here we can tap into. Are you hearing me? Be unmovable on the resurrection of Christ. By the way, Fellowship Church is. If you're here today and you say, well, I don't know about that resurrection. Well, I'm going to drive you straight up the wall. We are absolutely unmovable on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Absolutely unmovable that Jesus Christ died on the cross. That He's the only way for you to get to God the Father. Did you hear me? Okay? They interviewed Joel Osteen. You know this. They asked if Jesus was the only way to God the Father. He basically said no. There could be another way. Later he felt bad about it after the thousands of letters. And he changed and got it right. So thank God he got it right. Amen. Guys, I want to be nice. But I'm not going to let nice trump the resurrection. You got me today, yes or no? Okay, I want you to know that. It's important as we try to reach our community with Jesus Christ, with the gospel, with the resurrection, that people know who we are. Every disciple of Jesus, by the way, went to their death proclaiming the resurrection as what? Every one of them. John on the Isle of Patmos, that was a death in itself, exiled. Every one of them went to their death proclaiming, it happened, it happened, it happened. What I'm saying, if you want victory in your life, you need to go around telling yourself, it happened, it happened. The gates of hell ain't gonna prevail against it. Amen. Come on. The resurrection, I'm taking a little time on this one. The church of Jesus exploded with incredible growth as thousands of who? How many have ever tried to win a Jewish person to Christ? Can I see your hand? Okay, good, good. Have you found out when you're trying to win a Jewish person to Christ, it's very difficult? Can I see your hand? Isn't it very difficult? Well, isn't it something? Jesus rose from the dead and bang, thousands of them. You know why? Because it happened. Amen? Just another truth. Thousands of Jews accepted and followed Jesus as their what? The same people that were saying, crucify Him! Crucify Him! Away with Him! After Peter preaches, they cry out, what must we do to be saved? Do you remember Acts 2? That's what happened. The resurrection of Jesus. Also, the church grew. The church grew when? Then and forward. It succeeded throughout the Roman Empire in spite of brutal what? And opposition. The resurrection happened. You need to bank on that. You need to say that is my victory. Victory in Jesus was when Jesus died on the cross and He rose from the dead. That is my victory for today. Okay? I don't get victory some other way. Reading some latest book. Listen, I get victory because I am in Jesus Christ and He is mine. I can make it through anything. Do you think like that? Pretty powerful, I think. By the way, they were so persecuted, Nero and others would take Christians and take them and tie them to a stake and pour fuel on them and light them for street lamps at night. And they would go to their death saying, I believe in Jesus. Like Ignatius. They tried to get him to recant, and Ignatius says, how could I recant on a God who's been so good to me and gave His life for me? As the flames are burning him. You listening? You ain't burning to death yet, are you? Say. Why don't you walk in the victory, though? Walk in the victory. The literal and bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ has been more scrutinized, criticized, and demonized than any other event in human history. There's not one other subject that has been more scrutinized and vilified and searched out this, that, than the resurrection of Christ. Wonder why? Somebody take a wild guess. Because it's the key to victory. It's the key to victory. If somehow the enemy, the wicked one, could steal away our victory in Jesus, we'd be sunk. Amen? And we have over 2,000 years of opposition. And yet, I'm still standing, and around this world today, people are standing proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You listening? Come on. Millions and millions continue to believe and experience radically changed lives. because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Be unmovable. Have I bored you to tears on this one? Say, do you feel like it was Easter? We got it for Easter. Well, why can't every day be Easter? Say, sun comes up, Savior came up. Amen. Say, sun goes down, He was buried. Guess what? Sun comes up next day, He came up. Why don't you live life every day like that? The resurrection of Christ. I'm just saying, a lot of your mess might find its place, and you might be a whole lot happier. Come on. And I know I beat this to death. Never, ever change your position on the literal and bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. Can you say that with me? Never, ever change your position on the literal and bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. I don't care if your son grows up and becomes a priest or some other denomination or some other false teaching he wants to go teach. And I know he's your son, but you tell your son, son, I love you, but I'm not buying that bull. Amen. Say, I don't care what happens. I don't care how pretty she is. Don't ever change. Amen. Come on. How can I have victory as a follower of Christ? And I'm done now. We're almost done. Here's the point. When you absolutely are steadfast on the gospel and you're absolutely unmovable and you don't change your position on the resurrection, don't be surprised if you're not going to abound in your life. God gave His Son. If you put your focus and your life effort on the most important thing that ever happened, which was Jesus, God giving His Son Jesus and raising Him from the dead. If you put your focus and your faith and your belief and your effort towards that, don't be surprised if the other ducks don't get in a row. You hearing me? Be abounding. The word means always overflowing. Be steadfast, unmovable, always what? Abounding in the work of the Lord. The thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more what? Or overflowing. Or that it might be life to the full. That's the life Christ wants us to have. Jesus wants you to have victory. He wants you to have victory. He wants you to have a life that's full and overflowing. But guys, you're not going to get to that overflowing life by selling out the gospel and not believing the resurrection. You're fooling yourself. You listening? And a lot of churches are built by downplaying the gospel, making you feel good. You turn on your TV, making you feel good. The latest, greatest little healing thing you can go find. I wish I'd spend more time on preaching the gospel, more time on the resurrection of Christ. Amen? Instead of trying to tickle me with my ears. You listening? But now is Christ risen from the dead. Hallelujah. And He's become the first fruits of them that slept, of those that died. For since by man came death, Adam, by man came also the resurrection of the dead, Jesus. For as in Adam all die, hallelujah, even so in Christ, those in Christ shall all be made what? Alive. Overflowing, baby. Look at verses like this. Oh, death, where is your sting? Boy, death hurts, doesn't it? Death stinks. Death's horrible. But look what the Bible says. Oh, death, where is your sting? Nothing worse than a funeral. Burying somebody, that's the hardest thing on the planet. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your what? See, they ain't won because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Through our who? Guys, you can't have victory without Jesus. You can't have victory without Him. I know I sound like my old country preacher from back in the hills. I know it. Guys, it's the greatest message ever told. It's the key for your life. Always overflowing. Always overflowing. Can you say this loud with me? Say it loud. Come on. Because. How many in your life, even though you've been a believer, you felt like you're absolutely dead? You've been hit so hard with problems or struggles in your life. I know. I know. I know. You got to tell yourself, because Jesus lives, I live. Even when others are telling you, you ain't living. They get in your face sometimes. Come on. Because Jesus lives, I live. Always overflowing. Death does not have a hold on me. Death doesn't have a hold on me. Do you know because of the cross and because of the resurrection, death does not have a hold on me? I don't think we think about that enough. The one most depressing thing on the planet, I think, is to hear that you're dying. That's pretty depressing, isn't it, say? And as we get older, we start to think about it. And I have passed 50 now, and I'm 52, and I know y'all are going to laugh at that because you're older than me, a lot of you. But I've started thinking about death. And I can't imagine thinking about death without Jesus. Can you imagine that? The most horrible thing, the worst thing. I mean, you're not going to be here. You're dead. You're gone. That's pretty devastating message, isn't it? But because of the cross, because of the resurrection, death doesn't have a hold on me. What do I mean by that? Pop it up. This statement I came up with not long ago. One day, I'm going to die and not even know I'm dead. Guys, why don't we live in the victory now? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, why don't we live in the victory now? For example, if you get the news, you got 6 months. The victory in Christ is, I'm going to live every day that I have in victory for Jesus Christ. Because death doesn't hold me. Death doesn't hold me at all. I believe in the cross. I believe in the resurrection. Every chip I have is in, baby. I'm all in on that resurrection. So when I die, I'm not even going to know I'm dead. So I'm not going to think about dying for 6 months. Okay? Yes or no? Or if you got 2 years, guess what? Now I'll go do what the doctors say. Hey, if I can have more time, praise God. That's His will for my life. Awesome. But I want to live not thinking about death. That's what you get in Jesus. Is that a pretty big deal or not? That's a pretty big deal, guys. You make too much of Jesus, Gary. Jesus is the best thing going. I've been doing this so long now, I hear other stuff and it just makes me laugh and it sounds so kooky. Because once you know Jesus, and it gets in you, and it gets on you, and He's brought you out of mess and trouble and crap, all of a sudden, it's unstoppable. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord, man. Isn't this a great... Would y'all say this with me? And I know the audience doesn't have it with me yet, and the radio audience doesn't have it yet, because, I mean, I studied this week. I just had time to marinate in me a little this week. But say that with me. I don't have to worry about death or even think about it. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Now, I know many of you are health care workers and you're beside the bedside of those that are dying. I'm not trying to minimize that death. It's hard. It's the worst thing on the planet. It's the hardest thing in the world. But to the child of God, I know there's family and I know there's issues you have to deal with. I know that. But the biggest issue is this it? Or am I just going to wake up in heaven? That's the biggest thing. Amen? Hey, listen, I'm worried about the kids too, and I'm worried about this, that, and the other too. But the biggest issue is where I'm going to wake up. Amen? Say. Because kids will be fine. They got to figure that out themselves. Amen? Victory in Jesus. Always overflowing. Here's what I love about the gospel and the resurrection. It gives me this overflowing life, and it does this for me. I'm freed from death so I can live a victorious life as a follower of Christ. See, the resurrection, why it should be preached more than just Easter, is because of the resurrection, I can live my life today. And I'm totally freed from death. I'm totally freed from death. I don't have to give it a thought. Amen, yes or no? I don't have to give it a thought. I'm not saying you don't need health care. I'm not saying you shouldn't take care, listen to doctors. I'm not saying any of that. You should. But for it to consume my thinking to where I get 9 magazines a month on death or how to stay alive or whatever. Read the Bible! Y'all listen today.
I've ticked off a bunch of you.
It's okay. You'll be fine. I'm fixing to go watch football. It'll be all right. I want to show you an overflowing life, what one looks like. Here it is. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I have that because of Jesus and His resurrection. Pop it up, Raj. Not going to take all day. I can abound in love because of Jesus' resurrection. I can sacrifice my life for other people. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And I'm saying you can do that. I can abound in joy. On the worst day of my life, God lives in my house. On my very worst day, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. The abiding presence of God. In peace, every day I can walk with the fact that I'm forgiven. My sins are forgotten. For what? I have the peace of God which passes understanding because of the cross and the resurrection. You listening or not? You say, well, this is the Holy Spirit that did that, Gary. Hey, that's because of Jesus. Amen. Say. That all happens because of Jesus. That's how He comes into your life. Amen. In long suffering, I can bear up no matter what the circumstance with the victory I have in Christ. I ain't saying I do it all the time. But I can be long suffering, and under any circumstance, I can bear up with a smile. Do you know that? Say. Because of the cross and the resurrection, you can abound. In gentleness, no matter what the situation, because of the resurrection of Christ, I can be respectful and kind. The other day I was at the bank. I was in a hurry. Lady said something to me. She said, because I'm a preacher, I shouldn't be in a hurry. I'm supposed to have patience. Why did she say that? So of course, I can't stand it when people think I'm supposed to live a different life than you're supposed to live. And so I exploded. It's funny, ain't it? It's funny until I get back in the truck with sweet Miss Kim and tell her what I did. And she's like, that was terrible. So I called the bank, had to go through the teller, and I had to get on hold. Beep, beep, beep. And the whole time God's telling me, boy, it sure would be a lot. You wouldn't have to do any of this if you'd just be nice. Terrible. But because of the resurrection, I got this power if I want to use it. Amen. Say, in goodness, I can go the extra mile for folks because of Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. I can be a doormat for Jesus. Say that with me. I can be a... Oh, we don't like that, do we? Because of the resurrection, He was walked on. I can get walked on a little, can't I? That's a crazy way to think, isn't it? In faith, because of the resurrection, I can believe God, period, no matter what happens in my life. Isn't that huge? In meekness, whew, I miss this one sometimes. Strength under control. That's why I said it to you, so I'm going to be better at it. And then the word last one is overflowing in temperance. Because of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, did you know I can live an honorable life before God and before others? Isn't that a beautiful thing? Say. So we talked about victory today. Raj, we're done. Can we say this loudly this morning, this scripture? But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Are we done, Raj? Unwavering, unmovable, overflowing. Can we thank the Lord for His Word this morning? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.